This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Men, women, and children from southern Mexico, Guatemala, and other countries are waiting on the U.S.-Mexico border, seeking asylum in the U.S., including people from indigenous communities. Melinda Tuhus has more from Tucson, Arizona.
U.S. volunteers help run programs to provide physical and emotional sustenance to those fleeing violence and drought-induced crop failures, which have forced whole families to abandon their ancestral homes. El Comedor offers meals to about 300 people a day. Mothers, fathers, and children sit packed onto benches at long tables where they pray before eating. They can also get clothing and first aid care for minor injuries like blisters. A man was waiting outside for the second seating with his wife and three young daughters, ages 5, 18 months, and 7 months. He was from the mountains of Guerrero in southern Mexico. Though he was fluent in Spanish, his community's first language was Mixtec. He said until 4 years ago, things were peaceful. It was very good. It was beautiful because we had our house, our lands. I know how to do different jobs and earned money to support my family. The violence is forcing us to leave. The cartels formed a group and began to kidnap people, to murder people. They extort people monthly to be able to stay alive in that state or around Mexico. He said if he couldn't get asylum for his family in the U.S., he would try to go to another country because he can't go back to Guerrero. On April 8th, a federal judge in California ruled that the Trump administration can no longer force migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. to wait on the Mexican side of the border. For National Native News, I'm Melinda Tuhus.
Tribal leaders, Native vote advocates, and a state lawmaker testified about voting challenges facing tribal communities at a U.S. House Election Subcommittee field hearing Tuesday on the Standing Rock Reservation. Witnesses talked about voter suppression. They say North Dakota's voter identification law, which requires a street address, is part of the problem. Tribal representatives told committee members many tribal residents only have P.O. boxes. Some do not have permanent housing, and they may also lack resources to obtain an ID. Witnesses say the law is not the only issue. Ruth Buffalo says there's gerrymandering and a lack of representation of Native Americans in office, which she's working to change as the first Native American Democratic woman legislator in North Dakota. Native vote advocates talked about legal challenges to the voter ID law and also the immediate steps tribes, Native organizations, and grassroots leaders took to help get out the vote in the 2018 general election. The witnesses urged lawmakers for federal assistance on Native American voting rights. The Subcommittee on Elections is holding a series of voting hearings in communities across the country. HANA's Act, which would create a missing person specialist to investigate cases in Montana, passed the state Senate Tuesday. Montana Native Vote and Western Native Voice announced its passage, saying community members helped in its approval by advocating for the bill. It's named for HANA Harris, a 21-year-old Native woman from the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, who went missing and was later found murdered in 2013. Advocates hope HANA's Act and another bill on Medicaid expansion will be signed by the governor. A Navajo Nation citizen has assumed position of police chief in the city of Gallup. Franklin Boyd is the first Navajo citizen to serve in the position, according to the Navajo Nation. The New Mexico town borders tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 37 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org. Support by the University of New Mexico, the state's flagship research university, and a welcoming and inclusive community of learners. UNM is a destination university for the nation's Native and Indigenous undergraduate, graduate, and professional students. More at unm.edu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.